At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
As part of the new NIL deal. Okay, so there was a big announcement today.
Yes.
About FedEx and sort of a reimagined part of this, you know, NIL arrangement, right? Initially, it was 5 years, $25 million. Now there's a new sponsorship agreement. I don't think we got figures as a part of this.
No, we did not. Nor did we get duration as a part of it.
We didn't get duration either.
We did not.
I assume it's unlimited. I assume it's until the end of time.
Bottomless NIL.
Exactly. Bottomless. Bottomless mimosas for Memphis basketball. We assume it would be more money too, right?
No, you would assume that, especially, you know, this is kind of it's not the first of its kind, but it's one of the first of its kind, right? To have a corporate sponsor logo be in your end zone and on the sideline. And it's a re-upping of that original deal, obviously, which was announced last spring. 2024, the 5-year, $25 million deal. That was a landmark partnership back then. Obviously, the price has gone up, as we've discussed, kind of all offseason, so you'd expect that this would mean significantly more money as well.
Right. I don't know. Like, I think, like, the obvious take is that, you know, this is great in the interim for Memphis, who is not getting into a different league. You know,
for sure.
You have to survive. And you know, while you're not going to get that carrot at the end of the stick, you know, you'll keep fighting whatever. I think I have my own opinions about things that have been said, but you'll keep fighting. You're not going to get in. So in the interim, in the meantime, before and if and when college sports ever goes into chaos again, this at least feels like, hey, this is an assurance that we're going to make sure that you're competitive in whatever atmosphere and environment you exist in.
Yeah, keeping up to speed with, you know, everyone else, really. Not everyone else, but those outside of the group of six now.
Yes.
So,
I mean, I think that's the big part here, is that you have to fight to remain the top paid group of six team, right?
Yeah, and it's a tough balance, right? Because you're not a part of that exclusive group of being in the Power Four, but you've got to kind of operate as if you already are, right? Mm-hmm. And you got to find the resources to be right on par, at least with the middle of the pack when it comes to the power teams, power conference teams. And just hope that when the next shift happens, whether it be 2030 or 2031, that, you know, it's finally your turn if you're Memphis.
It is FedEx Forum the basketball team plays in, but I've just got some. Will we see, do you think, I wonder, we don't have the particulars, but a same increased a level of presence, I wonder, around Tigers basketball. We know that part of that.
Like a jersey patch or something?
Yeah.
I mean, you're
already in FedEx Forum. There's already stuff there. Uh-huh. I mean, that's obvious too, but I just wonder if it'll be increased on that side of it as well, or if, you know, like with that NIL deal that you had, I guess, what was it, $25 million over the 5 years, we know that a lot of that was going to football. I just wonder if there'll be a similar, you know, commensurate increase on the basketball side in terms of presence and visibility, I wonder.
I mean, you would hope so, obviously, just because, you know, we've
right?
talked about kind of...
That team's going to win the conference. It's going to go, you know, it's probably going to win the conference tournament title every year. It's going to be just as visible on ESPN and everything else. I'd wonder, you know, why wouldn't you have the same level of increase there in terms of, you know, having that FedEx partnership, you know, visible.
For sure. And it's tough, right? Because the return on investment monetarily is higher with football. But in terms of which of these programs can you pour into and get, like, kind of immediate results, it's basketball. We've seen it happen before. We've seen Memphis be at the top of the sport, go to national title games, go to Final Four. So I think that obviously is the mm-hmm. program that you can kind of dump into and get, you know, competing for national titles immediately.
Tell us about the latest with them. If John didn't have anything else,
no,
the 6'11 kid that they've got coming in, you got a piece of, about him over at DailyMemphian.com.
Yeah, Arop.
Okay, I was wondering about that. That's why I wait on your pronunciation, not mine. Arop.
Yeah, we had Arop yesterday.
I was able to get that figured out. It's Arop is what he told me. I spoke to him a little bit yesterday. He's coming on a visit Friday and Saturday, and obviously played at Columbia, didn't play much, played in 6 games this past season in the Ivy League. I think played 10 the season prior. He's a project, man. He's another body to this roster. He finishes out the roster. Do I expect him to crack the rotation? Probably not, unless something dramatically crazy were to happen.
Yeah.
This is a developmental piece.
Right.
But look, man, it's a 6'11 guy on a team with not a lot of those, so I think you'll take it.
Well, you know what the old Chinese proverb is, right? Give a man a rope.
Give a man a rope?
That's just a terrible.
You got to be careful, though.
I'm really terrible.
The one we expect him to come in be the last guy, right? After a visit, the gentleman they just added before a rope. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Thierno. I think it's Sila.
Well, you see, it's interesting that you got the rope pronunciation. Who hasn't committed yet? But you have not gotten the commit's name yet.
I've not talked to
because we haven't talked directly to him.
I've not talked to Thierno.
Similarly, project in terms of development, or are we expecting more? Educate me.
I think we're expecting more. This is a guy that you know, has played 3 years of college basketball. You know, his numbers, let's be real, don't look good.
No,
from last year at Stephen F. Austin, he averaged 3.1 points, 2.6 boards, played less than 10 minutes a game on a pretty bad Stephen F. Austin team, right? A team that went 7-13 in the Southland. Finished below 500 overall. The coach got fired. Like, everything that could have gone bad went bad, right, at Stephen F. Austin. But this is also a guy who played at UCF prior to that, was in the American Conference back in 22-23 as a freshman, got some minutes as a freshman, and then once the Knights transitioned to the Big 12, he was a fixture on that team, played in 32 games, started 10 games in the Big 12, put up 4-4 in 15 minutes a game. Now, that UCF team wasn't a world beater by any means, but it was a respectable, you know, team in a very, very, very difficult conference. So I'm thinking, look, man, if he's 6'11 and can put up 4-4 in the Big 12 through a 32 game sample size, like that's good for at least what, 6-6, 7-7 in the American.
Yeah.
And if you're Penny, that's all you really need from a backup center.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it just shows you what that they're at Aldi right now, bro. I mean, they're at Aldi. They put the quarter in the shopping cart, and this is what they're getting. I mean, this is they're not shopping at Whole Foods anymore. I mean, they spent their Whole Foods money on Doug and Aaron. And
this is a good ad, though. Am I wrong? Like, I've had people try to argue.
When you say good, what do you mean?
I mean, for August, when was he added? August 18th officially? Oh, yeah, for August 18th, if you can add a Thierno Sila.
I think anybody. I mean, I
you take a Thierno Sila. On August 18th.
I guess. I mean,
John is putting him in the same box as Arop.
No way, bro.
Arop and Thierno.
Now, Harv just educated me, so not same box.
All right.
Arop's not, so they're two different players, right? Like,
well, no, Arop was like 6'11", 145 pounds, right?
Okay.
So more physically, you
never
know.
Played in a against the Big 12.
Right.
To Barth's point.
Whereas this guy, Thierno Sila, is more of a forward center, right?
4-4 in the Big 12.
Arop. I had a conversation with him yesterday and asked him his position, and he said, you know, he's one of those guys who kind of grew up playing guard, had a massive growth spurt late, you know, in his high school career, and all of a sudden he's 6'11", but still is a perimeter-oriented guy, not really a big by any stretch of the imagination, can play the four if he needs to,
right?
But he calls himself a wing, you know? Mm-hmm.
My expectations for both of those gentlemen, as well as Majok, right? Majok, whatever.
We don't know what we're getting with Majok.
Right. Whoever.
Who's the center? Because Bradshaw's a four.
That's the issue. There is no center.
That's what I'm saying. Can we get out of these three? That's what I'm saying. Can we get a five out of these three
this
guys?
This is the backup five. I'm introducing you to the backup five.
Hart's trying to sell us that this is my guy. He's on the floor. He did 4-4 in the Big 12.
This
jump.
Guy will be a fixture
AAC
in the Memphis Tigers rotation this season.
Watch. I mean, I mean,
fixture.
Well, that's because Penny's going to play 12 guys, but
he's going to play 10 guys. Yes, probably.
We're going to get back to that.
It's one of them. A nope. Don't worry about him.
rope.
In this case, it's a nope, a nope.
Damn.
When it's all said and done.
Here, my guy here from Stephen F. Austin slash UCF, he's got a chance. He's got a chance.
He went to UCF?
He went to UCF. He played, he played 32 games in the Big 12. Remember that UCF team that actually beat, I think it beat Kansas, it beat somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Big 12.
They shocked some folks that first year in the Big 12.
It's a little celebration.
4-4, man.
Four and four.
But I don't know what happened last year. How do you go from 4-4 in the Big 12 to 3-2.6?
Right, that's a...
In the freaking...
See, that's what I would focus on more on, Southland. But, you know...
It's like Brendan Lewis, he had trash around him.
He clearly did. He clearly did. Although, you know, damn, dude.
Stephen F. Austin coach got fired.
Somebody got to do the scoring, don't they? I mean, 10-6 at least in the Stephen F. But whatever, it's fine. I think it's low stakes stuff anyway. I mean, none of these guys are going to determine whether the Tigers have a good year or not.
No, they're not. I mean, it could determine, you know, in the American, if you're matched up against a team, which you probably won't be, with extraordinary size, like you throw a Thierno Sela out there, right?
Look, man,
you need somebody to eat up some fouls.
You're
throw
really putting your career on the line for this kid. I mean, you know.
He'll have to play out of necessity.
Well,
I'm not saying he's a monster or a beast or whatever, but
yeah.
Like you look at when it's all said and done, this team's going to have 15 guys. I think five are going to be end of bench, probably not going to play, right?
So let me.
And then 10 guys will be in that rotation.
Yeah. I think this kid's got a chance to play. Yeah.
Let me throw something at you here.
Rebounder.
Because, again, I think these are bargain. And this is just the way it's August anyway. There's not that many players available. So even if there was a great player out there, you know, I think it'd be tough. And there's not. But Ed Scott was on with Gary Parrish today on Grand City Media because he's out there at the football facility.
Yeah.
And Ed Scott, who has not talked a lot, right? I mean, he just has not. It's been a while since he come on this station. It's been a while since you've talked to him. He made a comment that was quite interesting, and I want to just run it by you. I don't know if you've seen it, but the quote was, basketball pays our bills, but football's got to be our future.
Heard that, saw that.
If you're Penny Hardaway, how does that make you feel? I mean, knowing that you pay the bills, right, but – football is the priority. I mean, that's basically what that is saying, that you are the reason why we can exist, yet we care more about this.
I think it's just the way of the world, right? In college athletics, like football is across the board, unless you're like, obviously Gonzaga or whatever. Like football is the vehicle that's going to get you into the power conference. And once you're in that group, right, like that power four group, like everybody benefits, everybody eats, but you got to get there, you know? And I think that's what Ed Scott's saying. It's not a diss to the basketball program, or it's not a diss.
Diss is the wrong word,
but you get what I'm saying.
It is a sort of vocalized deprioritization of a thing that has kept this athletic department afloat for its entire existence. And even if it is correct, even if we can all fundamentally agree that football is the way through, I think you got to be a little more delicate than that, man. I think you got to be a little bit more political than, yeah, hey, basketball pays our bills, but we're going to focus on football. Like, it's a sensitive time, man, especially when football is underperforming relative to
the resources invested. Yeah.
So, I mean, you're trying to square this with people, and you know, me reading that, it kind of rubs me the wrong way. I'm not going to lie to you, Jason. Maybe you shouldn't, but it does.
Well, I mean, I'm sure, again, and you've had coaches on who have told you the story, the football coaches who felt for a long time that they were getting the short end of the stick to basketball, obviously. And we knew that's this athletic department's history. It's been the case. And now we're seeing the first of what might be the short end of the stick going to basketball. Because remember, having basketball as the front porch hasn't gotten you out.
Right.
Now, where I think I differ from Parth a little bit is that we know it's not just about football.
It's not
right?
just about that.
It is. It does drive it more than basketball, though. That is clear. That's where Parth's right. I mean, it just does, and it's something we're going to have to come to grips with, those of us who haven't or whatever else. It's just the case. It's not what's going to get us there, though. You know what I mean? Like
yes.
Like an AAC
yes.
winning football Agreed. Team is not that. Then the Big 12 president does it all of a sudden say, "Oh yeah, now
they
we want to
games last year."
It's going to take a lot more than
but
that
a playoff berth,
and it's going to frankly, it's going to take years of that. Probably, maybe you can get a few in these next 4 to 5
right.
before the whole thing blows up. That's
right.
all you got to bank on.
Yep,
but. This is that, John. It's the flipping of it. And
yep.
for years, the football coaches have tasted
right.
the other end of this.
Yeah.
But you see, I think you saw it in that Fred Smith deal, the first one, the 25-5,
yeah.
where the majority's going to football,
yes.
that this reality was sort of where they're headed. Ed Scott just watched last year Penny have a nationally ranked team. I keep going back to the number, but I do think it's telling. It's
yeah.
6,500 actual butts and seats. Parth wrote all about it.
I mean, that is true.
And that feels like, man, well, that's not even our building. We're giving them nationally ranked. Right. We were a five seed. We've got 6,500 in.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we've got this $200-something million going on in renovations at a building we now control. Ryan Silverfield, we feel like, I'm saying this is them.
This is
he's
them,
right
yeah.
there
yeah.
because of the level of investment. This is where our higher ceiling is. And so the quote is all of that.
Perfect. If that's the way it is, then you need to start treating football like that.
Where you're right, I think, and I know because I know who you, I know some of the, I know the relationships that you have. You still have some boosters and some money folks that I don't think have quite come around yet, much like where you're at,
yep.
that you still got to work on, you know? Yep. So saying this, I think can rub some of your own the wrong way.
Yeah.
That said, do you have time? Do you have time to sit and, I mean, we see how desperate he is at this point with the offer they put out to the Big 12.
Yeah.
And said how embarrassing that was to have that put sort of push back in our face now.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not there.
But it's the reality.
I'm not there.
You're not there because the people you talk to, some of those folks aren't there, dude.
Yeah.
Some of those folks say this will never work. They tried to sell us this 20 years ago that we had to go football and we didn't want to do it. And they don't believe still.
Yep.
And so, but that's like, where we're at now.
It hasn't
gotten you there.
And I do recognize that as it relates to this discussion in 2020, like I am a dinosaur in that way. Like I value college basketball more.
So do I personally.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up on Tar Heel basketball.
Especially Memphis, where like you have to share money. Like you don't get the full 20 and a half. Even with this FedEx, I don't think they're going to be there. Even though they told the Big 12 they're going to be there. I think that was, you know, a little liquid courage, right? I don't think they're fully going to be there. So it matters more to a place like Memphis when you kind of deprioritize and flip, because it does truly mean that a program is going to go without. I mean, or at least more without than they ever have.
You have to get creative. I mean, we saw it with Penny in this roster.
Like, yeah. And so, I mean, there's just no doubt about it. Ask around. You ask national people about Memphis. I mean, look at the roster. It's incomplete. It's missing things.
But look at what they're saying about the football roster. Everybody that knows says that's the best roster in the AAC.
That's right.
They should
be
winning. That's what they're saying about the level of investment on that. Folks are seeing it now.
And so, look, I'm cool with this. I'm cool with this if you treat Memphis football with that urgency.
I could not be more with you, more so, you know,
in our
8 years.
But Ryan Silverfield gets an extension if he wins 9 games.
That's not Ed's contract.
It's not.
I'm just saying.
That's previous administration.
But where I'm with you is, all right, you going to sell this as now? You better
hold it up.
You better holding him up to conference title or bust standards.
That's facts.
If you're selling this now that it's
like, and it does. Like, it makes me feel some type of way that, like, all the money is being shifted, right, to a coach who has never even appeared in a conference championship game.
You've done this, and you put faces on it to make it personal.
I don't know that
this is fair, man.
I'm not sure.
I hear where you're going, though. I know it's fair. I get what you're saying.
If you're going to take money from somebody, you know.
No, I get it. You can sell it. I mean, it does. You can make it about Penny and his success, what he's at. Also, you didn't make the second weekend. Also, I could spin it that way.
Well, I mean,
that was a breakthrough season last year, though. The timing's... Horrendous for this shift to happen.
We didn't cash all the way in with the five seed. I mean, we didn't cash all the way in the way that you needed to.
Both cases could certainly be made. I would agree with that.
Dude, I'm going to tell you Penny's ahead of Ryan in terms of winning and doing what he's supposed to be doing.
If it was fair and equal, right, and it was equitable, I would have no problem with it. But it just feels like one is being, it's like you're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
But what got game day here?
That was Memphis football. But college game day has come here. It's been a while, but it has come here.
But we were buzzing.
Yeah. No, it was
amazing.
In a way,
we had not.
It was amazing.
You can get that again.
I mean, do you think so?
You can be best thing outside the power structure, and they're always going to make a stop for one of those guys.
You think it will happen under the current
regime?
That's
what you should be.
For which game? Navy?
Now you go into a whole other discussion. Do I think this guy's going to do it? That's a whole other discussion between me. I'm praying for him this year that he does it so we can get him up out of here and go find the next one.
Jeez.
I mean, if you had to.
That's the healthiest future for Memphis football is getting Ryan Silverfield up out of here,
but like, look,
getting him in one, winning one, and finding the next guy that we know can do it and keep it going like you had with Fuente and with Norvell.
Because we're sitting in here with Parth Upadhyay from the Daily Memphian, who was a proud Tar Heel alum. Bill Belichick got all the money, but it didn't mean Hubert didn't either. He got all the money too.
No, because that's North Carolina, and that's not going to fly.
I'm just saying, nobody has a problem there because everybody gets what they want. And at Memphis, you have to ration. And usually it has been Memphis football that's been forced to ration.
100%.
And that's been deserved because they haven't really ever done anything, right?
For sure.
And now it's Memphis basketball who's being asked to ration, and they're coming off the year. They're coming off.
But the higher ceiling is with Memphis football.
I disagree. Higher ceiling in terms of return on investment, maybe, but yes. In terms of just winning on a national level, it's basketball, right? Like football's,
I don't know.
Probably never going to win a national title. Basketball could.
How much more do you think a Sweet 16, one of them, does in terms of attendance down there? You think all of a sudden you got 18,000 again? No way. You'd have to
make
a
run
to a Final Four.
No, but it certainly helps. Sweet 16, then Elite 8. Like, you know, you kind of build on that, right?
In fairness, it has been a long time.
This is where I'm at on that. I'm with you. If you made a Final Four or something, okay, that's huge. I don't know that we can pay that bill anymore. That's the thing about the basketball side of things with NIL, these rosters that with the Floridas and everybody else that John's telling me, you're going to be 20-plus million on some of these. We can't pay that bill anymore.
That is true.
Now you're a true Cinderella because you're working on 5 million. You know that better than anybody.
Yeah. I'm just
thinking, if that's where you're going to operate, then no, I don't think you're making that kind of run. Whereas if I'm just winning the AAC, I'm at least in the running with Boise State to be in a college football playoff. And we're just being in it creates a huge amount of momentum.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Payday, all of that stuff.
But you have to get there, right?
You got to get the coach that has a good enough defense, that gets a couple more stops against UTSA and Navy, and is there, perhaps. Again, Boise State beat you out last year.
Right.
But you do that every year like you're supposed to, like we ask of Penny Hardaway, and you're right there in the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting discussion because I do think that making the Sweet 16 in college basketball would actually mean less than making the Final 16 in college football.
It's just true.
Like it just,
which is crazy, right?
Yeah, it is crazy. I mean, it is. But I do think
goes
like
back to what you said, football runs the roof.
If you could be there, if you could like just sort of guarantee Memphis's presence in that thing every single year, I do think it would have. And I'm talking about the college football playoff.
Yeah.
It would have very meaningful impact, right? It would
massive.
Have, you know, but you can't. So we keep talking about these theoretical trajectories and what could be.
How come you can't when you have the most every year? It's what Boise State and Tulane are doing. It's why they get the benefit of the doubt every year. How come we can't be? It's so long as you got the right coach.
Well, that mean again, like they haven't ever even made the. But you're right. I mean, they have all of the institutional
now it's
advantages
time to cash it. You know? Have it on where you don't have it on the basketball side to compete nationally.
That is 100% true.
It's a little bit different in terms
so
of.
So for all the people who say we talk about Memphis basketball and football differently and we treat them differently, you're exactly right. We're actually going to need to start holding Memphis football to a higher standard than Memphis basketball.
That's what I'm trying to get people.
And that's what people don't want to hear.
They're not
ready for that.
Even one of their own, I think. We got to bring Gabe. I mean, I think sometimes he thinks we're too critical.
That's right.
When all I'm saying is we're trying to move those expectation level up.
Memphis football enjoys far more institutional advantages in 2025 than Memphis basketball does.
For sure. I mean, that's
I never thought
undeniable.
I'd say that.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd say that. But they do. They have more money. They have more access. They have more juice. They just do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.